This is Fresh Air. There's a new drama series on Netflix called The Get Down about hip-hop's early days, disco, and cultural trends that emerged from New York City in the late 70s, such as graffiti art and the popularity of kung fu and exploitation films. Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to the show's soundtrack album and says it's as dense and complex as the TV show itself.
There's a fear in the air, and there's blood on the floor.
It would have been easy to slap together a soundtrack album for The Get Down. Just take some of the period hits that punctuate many scenes from the Netflix series, such as The Tramps' Disco Inferno and Garland Jeffries' Wild in the Streets, and shove it out there for nostalgists and newbies alike. But like the TV show itself, there are multiple layers to this Get Down soundtrack, intentionally disorienting fusions of past and present, and a dreamlike mood that hovers over the music like a fog.
I close my blinds so the sun won't come in. Black out the noise, but the voice is within.
One of the things I like about the Get Down TV show, set in the late 1970s, is that it doesn't sneer at disco in favor of what would become hip-hop. Unlike much of the rock music establishment of this era, which despised dance music, rap music pioneers recognized that these pulsating rhythms could be thrilling. The Get Down understands just how glorious the greatest disco was, to the point of creating a credible would-be hit of the era. Harrison Guardiola plays the romantic lead Mylene, who wants nothing more than to be a disco queen on the order of Donna Summer or Gloria Gaynor. To do it, she records Set Me Free, which sounds like a lost classic, but is actually a new song composed for the Get Down.
Come shine the light on, come and set me. Come shine a light on. Come and set me. These chains on me won't let me be. You got the keys. Come rescue me. These chains on me won't let me be. You got the keys. Come set me free.
The Get Down's most prominent producer-director is Baz Luhrmann, who specializes in going over the top in movies such as Moulin Rouge and his adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. He's working with technical advisors such as the music scholar Nelson George and the pioneering hip-hop DJ Grandmaster Flash. So important, he's portrayed by an actor as a key character. Luhrmann mixes true facts with heightened invention. When The Get Down needs an example of inspirational rapping, the production comes up with nothing less than something called Black Man in a White World Ghetto Gettysburg Address, an invented manifesto that's a collaboration between Michael Kiwanuka and the rapper Nas.
I'm left in the world oppressed. How do I express my very own ghetto Gettysburg Address? My platform is a rap song. Black man is politically attacked on the norm. My life surviving at night, I'm riding, smoking, hoping, dreaming, speeding, white lightning, scheming, streets trifling. I keep writing, it gets deeper. My brother's keeper, are we divided? I'm deciding to keep rising.
I'm in love, but I'm still sad.
A prime example of the way The Get Down plucks older music for its new purposes, and thus operates precisely the way original rap music did, appropriating beats from earlier R&B, is the song Cadillac. It takes the 1976 track Love Is in the Backseat of My Cadillac by the great British group Hot Chocolate and turns it into a different sort of hip-hop via the contemporary singer Miguel. Oh, and Cadillac is also the name of one of the Get Down's characters, so it all becomes doubly witty.
I've got love in my veins, I've got light in my eyes. I've got fire and ice, there's no need to think twice. The most high, the most fly, oh, I'm above an eye. Yes, I got what you need.
Backseat of my Cadillac.
Let me take you there. 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 You there. You there. Heaven's in the backseat.
The Get Down as a TV series is uneven, often electrifying and moving, sometimes florid and corny. The soundtrack to The Get Down, however, is an almost pure delight, a rapper's delight, as the title of a Sugar Hill Gang song once termed it. It captures moments from 40 years ago and brings them decisively into the present.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the soundtrack from the Netflix series The Get Down.